Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. Well, while at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Convention this year, I had the opportunity to step back and visit with Kevin Hearn, our representative from District 1, to talk a little bit about the Trump tax cuts and if he expects to see more cuts from President-elect Trump.
Well, I think certainly what he wants to do is make sure that companies that do business in America get rewarded for doing business in America. I think that's part of his reducing the corporate rate from 21 to 15 for that. He knows how important farmers and ranchers are to the American dream and to feeding Americans and keeping us less dependent on other people around the world. And that's why he also wants to push, you know, predominant energy production so we're dominant in the world, so we're not relying on it. And he has said time and time again in his 2 years of campaigning that the real gold in America is under our feet. And that's important, as we heard in here, you know, everybody clapping, because we need to have that security, a national security.
Well, lame duck session coming up. So what are you thinking the priorities will be? And do you think we might see a farm bill this year?
Well, I think we're going to see, you know, probably an extension to try to get it into, you know, to get over in President Trump's tenure. But we've got to fund the government. That's important. Right now, we're just funded to December 20th. That's going to be important to get that done before he comes into office. Also, we have a expiration of the debt ceiling at the end of January. So we need to get that taken care of before he gets in office so that we can have a clean first 100 days to get a lot of the policies done that he's been talking about on the campaign trail.
Speaking of the campaign trail, congratulations to you. I know you've been out talking to ag producers. What are you hearing about the biggest concerns?
Well, people are really concerned about about the expiring of tax codes and what that does to be able to, you know, use the estate planning to be able to hand down farms. Because if we have an expiration, then basically what's going to happen is we're going to have, you know, people having to sell part of their farm to pay the taxes.
Once again, that's Oklahoma Representative Kevin Hearn. Well, for the second time since 2017, the OSU College of Vet Medicine is back on probationary accreditation. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Johnny Stevens. He's president of the Oklahoma State University Center for Health Sciences, which oversees OSU College of Veterinary Medicine, about the status of the school and the vision of where it's headed.
We are on probation, and I don't want to sugarcoat that in any way, but we do have a pathway forward. We were on probation 7 years ago. As well. And what probation means is it's accreditation with probation. So the thing about that status is, as it starts, accreditation. So our students and our graduates are coming from a fully accredited veterinary program. But we do have 2 years to come off of that probation from the deficiencies that were found in the latest review by the accrediting board.
Once again, that's Dr. Johnny Stevens. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.